France is producing 300 tanks a month, but they're being dispersed in all the sections to back up the infantry. French aviation has also fallen behind. France ordered 4,000 planes from the United States, in spite of the ever-growing isolationist trend championed by Charles Lindbergh, the hero who made the first transatlantic solo flight, and now a leading proponent of the America First movement.
If you believe in an independent destiny for America, if you believe that this country should not enter the war in Europe, we ask you to join the America First Committee in its stand.
It's the isolationist voice of America, and of public personalities like Henry Ford, the anti-Semitic car maker. Or like Joseph Kennedy, America's ambassador in London, who is anti-war. Whereas his son, John, the future President Kennedy, supports European democracies. Nazi sympathizers in America also contribute to the impassioned climate that reigns at the beginning of 1940. In Europe, the British Union of Fascists are also quite active, up to the moment they're banned. Oswald Mosley, the English Führer, challenges the government right in the centre of London. He'll spend the next several years in prison. Mosley's speeches urge people to get out on the streets and stop the war. But Winston Churchill has taken the reins of the British government. Here we see him with the French General Gamelin and Admiral Darlan, who were on an official visit to London. A Franco-British Expeditionary Corps is formed to help Finland, which has been invaded by the Soviet Union. France is preparing to send its elite soldiers, the French Foreign Legion. The Foreign Legion. For a century, it has been taking in the world's reprobates, no matter what their past. As long as it's not too shady. Their headquarters in Sidi Bel Abbès in Algeria now signs up a good number of Spanish Republicans, having fled from their country after Franco's fascist victory. They're now eager to fight the Nazis who supported Franco.